Question from Rishit Prabhu. We know that Buddha was an incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Yet from the Jataka tales, we come to know that Buddha reveals he came in his earlier lives as a deer, a thief, a dog, and many more. Is the information authentic? Again, if this were true, then in what category do these avatars as deer, thief, or dog fall? Are they mentioned in Shastras? Answer. Buddha, it is explained by Rupa Goswami in the Laghu Bhagavatamrit, is a Shaktyavish avatar. Shaktyavish avatar means he is a jiva who is given the extraordinary potency, the avesh of Shakti, by the Lord for doing some specific missions. So that's why it's not that this is necessarily contradictory with the Jataka tales idea. Because as a soul, the person can come in various forms. And if that person is given Shakti by the Lord, then that due to the Shakti given by the Lord, the person can exhibit compassion and do some extraordinary things in various incarnations. So, the Jataka tales contain certain morals which are taught. And those morals are like preliminary principles of goodness so that people can gradually come towards spirituality. And they are taught by Buddha. So we know that Buddha came for a specific mission of elevating people from ignorance towards somewhat level of goodness without bringing in the Vedas. So Jataka tales serve that purpose. Now, in the Vedic scriptures themselves, there is not much description of Buddha's previous or other incarnations. But we have to understand that he is a jiva who is being given that power by the Lord. So as a jiva, he can have come in many earlier lives. It is not necessary that every Shaktyavish avatar has to descend directly from the spiritual world, come for one life and then go back immediately. No, that person can be there for many lifetimes and doing various kinds of activities. So these avatars are not mentioned in the Vedic scriptures, but they are compatible with the understanding that that the soul who is Shaktyavesh avatar as Buddha, that soul has earlier lives also. And Jataka tales as an authority, to the extent that its teachings agree with the conclusion of the Vedic scriptures. Thank you.